Prime Minister Scott Morrison has indicated that the government could take up New Zealand's long-standing offer to settle 150 asylum seekers from Manus and Nauru. But that deal would only be done if the Senate passes legislation imposing a lifetime ban in anyone transferred from offshore detention to New Zealand from ever coming to Australia. Labor has already ruled out backing this so-called backdoor bill, meaning the government will need the support of the crossbench. Greens immigration spokesperson is Nick McKim. He's in our Parliament House studios. Senator McKim, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Ren. How are you going?
Well, thank you. The Greens want asylum seekers settled in New Zealand. You support that plan. Would you support this notion of the so-called backdoor bill, the lifetime exclusion of anyone ever coming to Australia?
Well, Fran, we want the people on Manus Island and Nauru settled in Australia. That's been our consistent position, and that remains our position. Now, in terms of the lifetime ban bill, we won't be supporting that because it would condemn everyone who was left behind on Manus Island and Nauru to indefinite detention under conditions of a systemic regime of torture and child abuse. And we are not prepared to endorse such human cruelty, such abuse of human rights and the humanitarian calamity on Manus Island and Nauru that's been created by the cruel policy lockstep of the Labor and Liberal parties.
I'm just a bit unclear though. If this bill that has been there in the Senate for 2 years is about anyone who is transferred to New Zealand having a lifetime ban of not being of entry into Australia, would you support that in the interest of getting as many people as possible off Manus and Nauru as quickly as possible?
No, that bill applies a lifetime travel ban. Yep. And a lifetime ban on entering Australia to everybody on Manus Island and Nauru and anyone in the future who might seek asylum in Australia after arriving by boat. It's not limited to the New Zealand offer. But we absolutely want to do everything we can to get these kids off Nauru, these kids that are in, you know, such a horrendous state and, as I said, a humanitarian disaster. And that's why we've tabled legislation, or given notice that we'll table legislation in the Commonwealth Parliament, that actually does provide for those children and their families to come to Australia for medical treatment. Now, this bill is not outside the ALP's policy framework. We've got three Liberal MPs who've publicly floated that we need to take action on this. And if we can get the Labor Party over the line on this legislation, and if those three Liberal MPs are prepared to support it, then the Parliament can act in the very short term and we could bring those kids and their families here to Australia for the medical treatment and the support they so desperately need.
I'm going to come back to that in a moment to talk to you about the position Labor has articulated in the last 48 hours as well. But just to finish off on the New Zealand matter, though, because these people are stuck. New Zealand has said we will take 150 to start with. If this is a way to get people off Nauru and to New Zealand, to a better life, why not pass the bill that Scott Morrison is reminding everyone is there, and then work with a Labor government, should that be a government of the future or any government of the future, to unwind the travel ban? Why not do that?
Well, firstly, as I said earlier, supporting this legislation would be to condemn, you know, the over 1,000 innocent people on Manus Island and Nauru to indefinite offshore detention.
Let me interrupt you there. What if you could amend that bill with the government to only relate to those going to New Zealand?
Well, that'd be a different conversation, but that's not the one we're having at the moment. And that's my response to you in terms of would Labor, if Labor were prepared to contemplate once they win the next election, which is overwhelmingly likely, whether they would be prepared to contemplate overturning that. Again, that's an entirely different conversation, but it's not the conversation we're in at the moment.
But in the interest of getting at least 150 people off Nauru, would you try and get this conversation going, some kind of amendments here to make that happen?
Well, again, that's a matter for the Labor Party and their questions you should be asking the Labor Party. I mean, it's worth pointing out that despite the cruel policy lockstep that the Labor Party has been in with the coalition for over 5 years now, despite the fact it was actually Labor who put most of these people on Manus Island and Nauru in the first place, and despite the fact that Labor's crumbled under the wedges thrown at them on this issue by the LNP for many years, even Labor is saying that this travel ban's too draconian to support. support.
Labor has, just going back to the notion of the bill that you're planning to introduce or considering introducing, Labor this week has come up with some proposals too to make sure children on Nauru are given, quote, more timely and adequate medical care. And that change would be that the minister, not the bureaucracy, would decide in each and every case if a child should be transferred to Australia. The recommendations made by doctors would be the primary consideration. There'd be greater transparency and accountability. Do you like the sound of that? And is that match essentially your bill?
No, I don't like the sound of that at all. I mean, what Labor's basically proposing is to allow the final determination to be made by a minister in the government of Scott Morrison, the architect of Operation Sovereign Borders, a man who oversaw for years the torture and the child abuse that's being done on a systemic basis to innocent people on Manus Island and Nauru, and to leave the decision about those people's future in the hands of a minister who's answerable to Scott Morrison. I mean, that is no solution at all, and Labor's simply trying to use this legislation as a fig leaf to distract attention away from the fact that they could support our legislation, which is in line with Labor's policy or not outside Labor's policy framework. And the question that Labor needs to answer is, why won't they support our legislation, which is not outside their policy framework, and that would actually get these kids off Nauru and here to Australia for the medical treatment they so desperately need? And as I said, with the three Liberal MPs floating the possibility of supporting a move to get those kids off Nauru, this is well within the capacity of the Parliament to deliver within a reasonable time frame, as long as Labor support it.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Wednesday morning. Just a quick final question. The renewed focus on immigration policy comes hot on the heels of that It's Okay to Be White vote in the Senate. You were in the Senate, I believe, at the time.
Yep.
Do you accept the government's explanation? It was just a stuff up, nothing sinister going on here?
No, I don't accept that at all. I mean, look, you can probably tell I find that an absolutely laughable and pathetic excuse. I mean, this government
But did they know what they were voting on? That's just briefly, can I ask you?
Of course they knew what they were voting for, Fran. Every single senator has that motion in front of them at the time that they vote. It was a very short motion. It took about 20 seconds to read. And let's be clear about this. This government's made an art form of pandering to xenophobia and racism in this country, whether it's the Sudanese gangs in Melbourne, whether it's Peter Dutton trying to make it more difficult for people from non-English-speaking backgrounds to become a citizen in this country. I mean, I could go on. This was a deliberate attempt to flirt with the xenophobes and the racists of this country in order to poach some votes back from One Nation. It was nothing more or less than that.
Senator McKim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Nick McKim is the Green spokesperson on immigration and citizenship.